Hello, JP Morgan Equity Premium Income ETF, JEPI is the ticker symbol, a potential income generator for investors. The JP Morgan Equity Premium Income ETF, the JEPI, is an exchange-traded fund ETF that seeks to provide investment results that correspond generally to the price and yield performance before fees and expenses of the JP Morgan Equity Premium Income Index. The index is a rules-based index that invests in a diversified basket of U.S. large capitalization stocks that are expected to generate high levels of income. The JEPI has a number of advantages over other income-generating investments, including high dividend yield. JEPI has a dividend yield of 11.45%, which is higher than many other income-generating investments, such as high-yield bonds or dividend-paying stocks. It also has a low expense ratio. JEPI has an expense ratio of 0.35%, which is lower than many other ETFs. Liquidity. JEPI is a liquid ETF, which means that it can be easily bought and sold. Tax efficiency. JEPI is a tax-efficient investment, which means that investors are not subject to capital gains taxes when they receive dividends. And then overall, JEPI is a good option for investors who are looking for high-yielding, low-cost, and liquid investment. However, it is important to note that JEPI is not without risks. The fund is exposed to the risks of the underlying U.S. capital, large capitalization stock market, and the income generated from the sale of call options can fluctuate with the price of the market. If you are considering investing in JEPI, it is important to do your own research and understand the risks involved. Here are some additional details about JEPI. Investment strategy. JEPI invests in a diversified basket of U.S. large capitalization stocks that are expected to generate high levels of income. The fund uses a covered call writing strategy to generate income. Covered call writing involves selling call options on a stock that the fund already owns. The income generated from the sale of the call options is then paid out to shareholders in the form of dividends. Performance. JEPI has outperformed the S&P 500 index since its inception in 2018. The fund has a total return of 102.6%, while the S&P 500 index has a total return of 90.3%. Now, there may be a little, the calculations may be a little off on that, so you may want to double check a little bit. And I think those calculations could be a little outdated. I'm not sure. I kind of might have skimped a little bit on the research, so my bad. But risks. JEPI is exposed to the risks of the underlying U.S. large capitalization stock market. The fund is also exposed to the risks of the covered call writing strategy. These risks include the stock price can decline, which can reduce the amount of income generated from the sale of the call options. The stock price can rise, which can result in the fund losing money if the call options are exercised. The fund can experience higher volatility than the underlying stock market. If you are considering investing in JEPI, it is important to understand these risks and to make sure that the fund is appropriate for your investment goals. So I was speaking on the script now. I want to speak a little off the script. I have JEPI in my portfolio just because I think it's a good idea to have it. When it comes to covered call ETFs, I'm pretty well diversified, I'd say. I have the Global X ones, but I do want to pour more money into the JEPI because I do trust JP Morgan as a company and their ability to do what they do. They have a lot of experience under their belt. But I do like covered call ETFs for the fact that it does produce a level of income that you would normally get if you were doing a standard covered call strategy, but this allows you to not have to have all those stocks. yourself. And the fund does all the dirty work. So that's kind of the nice part. But yeah, the fact that they write call option covered call strategies is really a good thing, in my opinion. And I like that they expire typically 30 days out from the date from the date they're created, basically. I do actually a little bit of a covered call strategy on some of the pot stocks that I have. I just noticed there were some penny pot stocks, and I was like, well, if, I don't know, I just, it, a lot of me thinks that, you know, I mean, I don't do this for every single one of the pot stocks I own, just maybe like, I just did one covered call option just for the hell of it. And, it's kind of nice. You know, you get to keep the premiums, and, there's a little bit of risk involved, obviously, but there's not like too much loss at the end of the day. So I don't know. I'm kind of for it. Yeah, I'm a big fan of writing my own call options, but it would be kind of fun to actually start writing my own put options as well, because like for the most part, I believe that the market is going to be good for the long term, and if another crash does to actually happen, that is probably when I'll start writing. I may start writing put options that expire 30 days from the time I write them, and place them out on the market to get some sweet premiums. Because even if I'm wrong, I would definitely do put options on. I definitely write put option contracts on stocks that I definitely want to keep. But I would need. It'd be interesting to do that on like 100 shares of like. Of an S&P 500 index ETF or something, but I don't know. I try not to get too into the options writing strategies, even though they can be very helpful. I do like having the covered call ETFs because that takes a lot of the pressure off my hands, and it's a more automated process when it's in a fund. If the fund ends up losing a little bit of money, well, you know, stock price will go down a little bit. That does tend to happen, but I don't know. It's just markets can be volatile in a 30-day time frame, and that's kind of when the those types of call options, if they're written within a 30-day window, can be very, very beneficial. So I don't know. I think that there's a lot of interesting advantages to a covered call ETF, and covered calls are a real strategy. It just depends on what you're trying to do, and I think if you're somebody who like me who just wants a sweet dividend payment, even if it's slightly inconsistent in the amount, it's still a pretty fat dividend that they pay. I'm not going to lie. They pay a pretty fat dividend for like XYLD. The JEPI pays a pretty good dividend. Yeah, it's all kind of up my alley. It's in my wheelhouse. So it's the smartest thing I can do is get involved in those type of ETFs. Cause I think, covered call writing strategies are pretty brilliant. It's going to make it very tough for the principal to appreciate for the stocks. But I think if you have a well-diversified portfolio of great companies that don't have a lot of volatility, like the S&P 500, sometimes the XYLD out of all of them might be your better one, but it gets tough. It really does. Like I said, it's a lot that goes into it. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for taking the time to view this episode, and I hope you all have an incredible rest of the day. Later. Woo. Hee hee. Oh yeah.